Content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Pleasant good hump day to you. Well, let's see, hump day. Can we say that? That describes Wednesday. I don't even know if that's in the dictionary or not. 1 minute after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we are on this Wednesday. Is that an actual word, too? Huh. I have to look that up. I wonder who gave us that. I wonder who gave us birth certificates. Here's a question for you. Did Jesus Christ have a birth certificate? You ask yourself those questions? Inquiring minds want to know. Yeah, it seems we all have them. And I think most of you know why. I'm just getting some word in now that Catholic Charities, this is a non-governmental organization, is out there farming Social Security numbers to illegal immigrants. What do you think the next thing is? You got it, voter registration. Tens of thousands of these illegals coming across the border are being supplied with Social Security numbers so they can replace American workers and go camp out in the backyards of law-abiding American citizens, and we're supposed to just sit there and take it. You can thank your Congress, your executive branch, and your judiciary for not shutting this off. Oh, did I just about include the entire United States government? Do we have a definition for that? It's got to be one in there somewhere. Let's see. Oh, incorporated. It's under incorporated. That's right. Yeah, we're all under the British crown. Yeah. We also, as we're speaking of under things, how about underarm? We have Silver Shield deodorant now back in stock. Silver Botanicals deodorant available in a spray and roll-on. If you need more information about it, you can go to thepowermall.com. If you spend $300, you get $20 off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice products, which automatically applies at checkout. And the announcement note here is that most of the companies were off on Wednesday through Friday of last week, so drop ship orders may be delayed. New T-shirts and mugs are being added to the website very soon. The prayer request is open at thepowerhour.com. If you go to the community tab, it's right there. And, of course, thepowerhour.com or thepowermall.com have social media contacts, newsletters, all that good stuff. You just have to go to the website and spend some time messing around on there, getting acquainted. And, of course, we have the most generous listeners out there. And we thank you so much for your donations, your continued donations here at the show, because that's what's keeping us on the air. 877-817-9829 is the number to call if you want to talk to a human being. And, of course, our partners tab helps us out, too, at thepowerhour.com if you click on the partners tab. Fred Deshefsky is a proud partner, U.S. Coin Capital. He will be joining us later in the show today. And, of course, if you would like your business to be on the Power Hour, give us a call, 877-817-9829. Email us at support@thepowerhour.com. We'll put stuff together with you. All right. Working on world news, and there isn't much of it. If you don't think Putin and his comrades aren't listening, they are. Biden, of course, you know, the one that flaps and mumbles come out. Mr. Mumbles kicked off the NATO summit with a focus on Ukraine as we get closer to World War III. Oh, yeah, we have to support Ukraine. Russia is winning the war, or losing the war, and Ukraine is winning the war. That is false. Ukraine is not winning the war. Ukraine is getting their ass kicked by Russia in the war, despite how much weaponry. And every time the United States, can you say ass? I think you can. I used to have a caboose in East Texas, and we sold badass coffee from Hawaii. And it was all based on the donkeys that would bleed up and down on the mountainside. And all of the Christians that lived there in the area we were in East Texas would call it bad A. They didn't want to say the word ass. And I had to put little signs on the table saying that the word ass was used in the Bible 155 times. Oh, yeah. There's a definition out there. You know, usually it you know, donkey, right? As in Democrat, right? See, we can take that and twist it any way we want. So, yeah, look it up in the dictionary. It's there. Look it up in the Bible. Look it up in your Strong's Concordance. It's there 155 times. If you don't believe me, count them. I did. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, you are exposed to all of this garbage of the world, whether you like it or not. You're going to come across people that talk this way. Some of them talk in anger because they're very mad at what's going on in D.C. and they don't know any other clean way. And I'm sure I'm not the only talk show host out there that's doing it. I mean, if you're Dan Bongino on his podcast, I mean, F-bomb this, F-bomb that. See, because the FCC can't control the internet like that. Well, he said that on the radio, he'd be shut down in a heartbeat. His network would go bye-bye by edict of the FCC, which would fine him millions of dollars, like they used to do to Howard Stern when he got on the air and started mentioning the things you can't say on the radio. So Biden gets out there flapping his gums, talking about Russian aggression against Ukraine, spurred Sweden and Finland to join the NATO alliance last year, and now all we got to do is get Ukraine into NATO, and then that's when the button is going to get pushed. I really think D.C. needs a lesson, don't you? Do you really think we need this incorporated government anymore telling us what to do? Australia, for the second time in as many weeks, by the way, has turned back a boatload of illegal migrants, forcing the intended asylum seekers to go back to their port departure in Indonesia. 44 men has since landed on a remote Indonesian island after Australian authorities gave them speedboats equipped with supplies and told them to get you know where, according to Sky News. The outlet details, according to local authorities, a group of 36 Bangladeshi and 8 Rohingyas were intercepted while trying to reach Australia from West Java's southern coast, but were intercepted by the Australian Border Force. It says Broder here. I don't know what that is. They were detained at sea in their vessel for 18 days and not allowed to land before being provided with two modern speedboats. Well, gee, how nice. Who's paying for that? Aussie taxpayers. All right, now we move into you snooze here at 8 minutes after the hour. Republicans, of course, they're coursing, you know, all this stuff is coursing through their veins. It's called anger. And they are reacting to the fact that Democrats, including Biden, are planning to mess with the November elections. Representative Elise Stefanik and Chip Roy, one of three that got on the microphones at this week's Republican press conference. Here's what they had to say. Let's roll tape.
There is no longer any doubt that Joe Biden is unfit to be our commander-in-chief. The Biden White House, far-left House Democrats, and the mainstream media are in complete disarray because they know this to be true and have been caught participating in one of the greatest media cover-ups in American history. For the last 3.5 years, House Republicans and the American people have been demanding details about Joe Biden's mental and physical decline. But every time we raise these legitimate concerns, far-left Democrats and their loyal stenographers in the mainstream media rushed to Biden's defense, claiming that the clearly diminished Joe Biden was as sharp as ever and accusing us of peddling conspiracy theories. The cover-up is over and accountability is here. For years, House Republicans have known that Joe Biden is unfit for office. We also know that he will go to any lengths to maintain his grip on power. This is why it is so crucial that we take every possible measure to ensure that the 2024 presidential election is free from election interference and is constitutional. As part of that ongoing effort, House Republicans are bringing to the floor this week Congressman Chip Roy's Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, which requires individuals to provide proof of citizenship when registering to vote in federal elections. Not surprisingly, the Biden White House, whose far-left open border agenda has let in millions, over 10 million illegal immigrants, is against our bill. This is a very simple and logical concept rooted in the Constitution. Only American citizens should vote in American elections. Also this week, House Republicans are moving Mary Miller's CRA to stop Joe Biden's radical efforts to roll back women's rights and change Title IX to allow biological men to access women and girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports. Next week, we are looking forward to uniting in Milwaukee behind President Donald J. Trump's America First agenda, which created the greatest economy in generations, the securest border in modern history, the lowest gas prices in years, and peace through strength around the world. With that, we're honored to be joined by Chip Roy, who is leading the SAVE Act this week on the floor. Chip.
Well, I want to thank Chairwoman Stefanik. I want to thank the entire Republican leadership team, particularly the Speaker. Republicans are united. We are united behind a simple notion that I think at least 81% of Americans, maybe as high as 87%, depending on which poll you look at, believe in a simple concept that only American citizens should vote in American elections, as Elise just said. Not surprisingly, our Democrat colleagues, in particular the president, yesterday in his statement of administration policy, take a different view. They don't believe that we should require only citizens vote. Our legislation is very simple. It's already unlawful, as our Democratic colleagues like to point out, for non-citizens to vote. But unfortunately, we don't have a mechanism for ensuring that that is the case because the courts have interpreted the law to prevent that. So our legislation simply fixes that. Our legislation provides for ample avenues for American citizens to be able to vote. In no way will Americans' right to vote be hampered. But instead, we will ensure the integrity of our elections by requiring that we have documentary proof of citizenship to vote. Like, this is simple. You either want to preserve and protect what it means to be a citizen in the United States and preserve and protect this great country and do what the vast majority of Americans want to do, and that's what Republicans want to do, or you go down the path that our Democrat colleagues want to go down, which is to try to continue to prop up open borders and the efforts to, frankly, undermine the integrity of the elections by allowing people to vote who have no business voting and making the decisions for our country. I'm really proud of the work that Republicans have done on this. This is very simple, and I think the American people will see it for exactly what it is. Republicans who want to stand on the side of the average hardworking American family who simply wants their country back. That's what this legislation does, and we'll see what happens on the floor of the House. I hope all Republicans will support it. I expect they will, and we'll see what Democrats do in the face of a president who clearly is standing against the will of the American people that only citizens should vote.
Thanks, Chip. It's a big week for House Democrats. They have to figure out what they're going to do about Joe Biden, who recently proved to the world what Republicans have been saying now for years. He's not fit to be president. And they have to twist themselves into a pretzel to explain why they're advocating for letting illegal immigrants vote in our elections. Let us be clear. Only American citizens should have a say in American elections. It's sad that today's Democrat Party has gone so far that this needs to be clarified. No amount of spin changes the fact that Congressman Chip Roy's SAVE Act, which I'm proud to co-sponsor, is simple. It protects American citizens' right to vote by requiring proof of citizenship for voter registration and the removal of non-citizens from voter rolls. Safeguarding our elections should not be a partisan issue. But the Democrats are hell-bent on making it one because it's part of their grand design. First, Joe Biden and the Democrats allowed over 10 million illegal immigrants to invade our country. Now they're opposing efforts to prevent these illegals from voting in federal elections. Don't just take my word for it. Democrats' House leadership has launched a united effort against the SAVE Act. And the Biden administration came out with a statement against this common sense bill as well. If illegal immigrants are not voting in our elections as Democrats contend, then why are they working so hard against this bill? It's no secret what their motives are. And it should be alarming to every American, regardless of their politics. And by the way, there is evidence out there that shows non-citizens have been on voter rolls and voted in U.S. elections. While Democrats work for illegal immigrants, House Republicans are going to continue to work for the American people. Our message, again, is simple. American elections are for Americans only.
So, the idea here, after listening to that diatribe for 6 minutes and 40 seconds, understand Chip Roy said U.S. citizens. Huh. Amazing how that works. What's the truth? Are you an American citizen or are you a U.S. corporate citizen? How does that work? Who actually are they giving the right to vote? How's that work? Yeah, I still want to know whether Jesus had a birth certificate. You get that? Are all our birth certificates being held by the British Crown, or is there something else going on here? Yeah, I guess a lot of you, I'm getting emails from people that apparently subscribe to Anna Von Reitz, the former judge. This is interesting. Some of them, I mean, there's a legitimate point there. You know, did Jesus Christ have a birth certificate? I don't think so. But yet back then, what did they do? They had a census. Huh. Imagine how that works. Why would you want to have a census unless you wanted to find out who in the kingdom you were going to be able to control? Where is everybody? Let's locate them. Yeah, Caesar Augustus. Yeah, and way back when, and they went out that every man should be counted. Gee, and now they have us all cataloged. Amazing how that works, isn't it? Dan in New Jersey, welcome to the show this morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Everything you're talking about just reinforces how Lucifer's wrath is great, as he knows his time is short before Jesus returns. Everything he's doing is to try to get control of the one world government and maximize the military might and technology of the world to bring against Jesus and his saints when Jesus finally returns.
That simple.
That simple.
Dan, I wish, you know, that a lot of people would get it, but they don't. And they think that, you know, by pushing this agenda, it's going to further Christ coming back, or it's going to further something. I don't know what they think. These elitists think that, you know, we're stupid. We don't know any better. But I think that the ones out there, and I'm looking at the churches, these 501c3s out there that put all their faith in the government instead of God. That's a big problem in America right now. That's a problem with Christianity, because going to church doesn't make you a Christian. Studying, you know, curriculum in homeschool and hooking up with PragerU doesn't necessarily make you a Christian, but it sure gets you close. Part of the problem is that, you know, America has been led off the path, and we have so many people in here that would rather worship Satan and get their yayas out that way then turn around and worship the true Almighty and his son. So you're right, Dan. I believe that at some point in time, there will be a reckoning. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Hurricane Beryl, by the way, the death toll has risen to 7. And of course, unfortunately, and this is why they put warning labels on hair dryers, you know, don't use in the tub. Generator misuse is blamed for 2 of those deaths. Somebody put the generator in the house. They emit carbon monoxide and they died. Gas powered generators, and they bring them indoors. And you don't do that, folks. Like, you don't use your hair dryer in the bathtub. Oh, here, have a Tide Pod. You know, the gene pool, man, every time there's something goes wrong like this, the gene pool rises to the occasion. Nikki Haley decided that she was going to release her 97 delegates, urging them to support Trump. The move comes, of course, before the RNC, where Donald Trump is set to be nominated as their candidate. Of course, now we don't have a VP yet. And, you know, Trump was doing his little thing down in Doral, Florida, And, of course, everybody was jumping all over. Oh, the media just could not wait. Oh, it's going to be Rubio. He's going to pick Rubio. No. Impossible. Rubio cannot be the VP candidate. The Constitution forbids the president, vice presidential candidates being from the same state. Can't happen. You know, he suggested Mr. Rubio might not still be a senator when the bill comes up for a vote. No, he might be in charge of some branch of the government. He might be in the he can't be a VP. Stop that. This nonsense. But you see how the media spins it? It's our conservative media, folks, I'm taking issue with. And see, here's a big problem with like Turning Point and all these other conservative groups out there. They are playing into the uniparty system. The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, which is coming up right now, federal judges just ruled that protesters cannot march through the RNC's security zone. Why is that? Oh, I mean, the ACLU even brought a lawsuit who sued the city of Milwaukee over the ordinance that targeted parade and protest activity. Oh, I can just bet you that all the pride groups would be out there. All the drag queens would be out marching in front of the convention center. Yeah. Can you imagine that? Now, that's bad for optics, isn't it? You see how the uniparty system has made a mess of things? And then Chip Roy talks about the SAVE Act. I mean, the damage has already been done. Now, why would they have to pass the SAVE Act if they didn't already know that there were non-citizens out there that were registered to vote? Don't you think it's up to the states and not the federal government to clean up their messes? Well, we the people live in these states, don't we? Don't you think it's our responsibility to get on the damn phone and make a phone call to the right people and say, hey, what's going on here? What are you doing about it? You know, I'm planning on running against you, and I'm going to unzip your fly when it comes to, you know, see, this is what the trim committees used to do, tax reform immediately. You remember them way back in the 70s and 80s? The trim committees used to go get the congressperson's voting record, and they would print them out on cards. And they would show up at every single little get-together that the Congress people had with all their alleged constituents, and they put one of these placards in every seat there. So when people got in and sat down, they would pick this up and start reading it before the congressperson or whoever the moron was that is trying to manipulate us would get up there to speak, and they would see how they voted for all these taxes and expensive bills and put us into a state of subservience. And boy, that went over real well. Now, see, they have to be careful. They have to go in and send their advance teams in to make sure they scour all that information out, because we can't have the truth getting out now, can we? Huh. Amazing how that works. The DOJ, by the way, has confirmed it's going to intervene in a lawsuit that challenges a Georgia state deadline for absentee ballot applications and whether it's illegal under the Voting Rights Act. See, it's all about that. Yeah, the Voting Rights Act. Yet we have all these people out there, according to the latest reports out there, Catholic Charities is helping all these illegals get Social Security cards. And like I said, just a matter of time before they go sign up for voter registration cards. Yeah, they become registered voters and they tilt the election. Now, just wait till the money runs out and they get desperate. And then you get situations like what happened over at Sotomayor's area. Security officers over there shot an armed teen carjacking suspect right outside Sotomayor's condo. Happened at 1:15 in the morning. A silver minivan pulled up. Male suspect hopped out. Suspect drew a gun, aimed it at a security officer, identified only as Deputy U.S. Marshal Black, and demanded Black hand over his car. Statement from D.C. Metro Police indicated Black then drew his service weapon, fired several shots, at least one of them, struck the suspect in the mouth. Second deputy marshal exited his vehicle and fired his service weapon. Though we don't know whether or not any of the shots struck the suspect is unclear. Afterward, Black rendered first aid to the suspect, Kentrell Flowers of D.C., he was transported to an area with non-life-threatening injuries, and he's going to be in the Huskow here shortly. Yep. Vehicle matching the van that he was in was later found. No other suspect has been identified. 40 caliber Smith & Wesson recovered at the scene. No marshals injured. So, gotta love that, huh? Amazing how that works. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
A few weeks ago, someone had looked up the CFRs on elections, and apparently it had several sections, and you have to go down to about the practically to the end of them. And I taped it, but I don't know how I labeled it. But it was, it talked about, it had a lot of things that, you know, why things they had to fulfill to vote, apparently. But it gets down to the end of it and says, now, if there are people that are able to vote in local issues but not able to vote in federal issues, they can do that. But it doesn't tell them that they have to, you know, if the local place is going to let them do that, that they have to separate it out and do a separate election on that. So you know those people who are voting on everything that's on the ballot. And then the other thing is, and this was a American Law Review that Ralph Winterode used to cite. I think it was ALR 187, Fed 155, and this came out in like 97 after the motor voter bill passed in 93. And Ralph said essentially what it said was that, you know, there are no local elections because everybody that's voting as a U.S. citizen, they're really not, you know,
the categorization. Correct. The categorization is all wrong. They're voting as corporate citizens. They're not voting as American natural, whatever they want to call these people in this movement Antivon Wright started up. Are you sure it's 187 F-155? Because you're talking about a 1990, and usually that would be F-2nd or F-3rd.
Well, it would be... I've got it somewhere. I'll have to find it. Unfortunately, I didn't. Yep. He had it, what do you call it when they squish it down, descend it? What do you call that? Anyway, I didn't have the ability to print it out like I wanted to, so I haven't had it. But he used to send this out for free. But it was the opinion in the American Law Review was written in 97, and I thought it was ALR 187, Fed 155.
Well, no,
but I'll figure that out.
Yeah.
And,
all right. Well, see, American Law Review,
send it to you.
All right, thanks. American Law Review is one thing. 187 Fed 155 is actual case law. These are the things that we're going to have to get into, folks. You see how that works? Thank you for your call, Sherry. Appreciate that. We got more phone calls holding. Stay with us through the break of these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. And then we'll talk about Meta, who's going after people putting Zionism on social media. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take Oregaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and Oregaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about Oregaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of Oregaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Oregaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Four minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time here in this Wednesday, our hump day edition. I guess what that means is over the hump, right? Everybody looks at the work week because there's 5 days in the work week, allegedly. I think the EU wants to make a 6-day work week. You know, they just can't get enough of Gen Z whining and complaining about the fact that, you know, they don't have a life because they have to work all the time and they can't afford a house. And well, and you keep voting for Biden and the Democrats. You keep putting these morons that like to spend in office. Gee, isn't it wonderful how your government sets a lovely example for everybody to follow? And all we're trying to do is just exist. Yeah, you know that. And now when you try to go share any of this stuff on social media and what the root cause is, I mean, we talked a little bit on the show about what happened to Jamal Bowman when he started mentioning the word Zionist. The movement came after him and dropped $14.6 million in campaign money and got him unelected out of the primary. All because, you know, he said something. Well, The Hill jumped all over what's happening because Meta, which is Facebook, you say anything on Facebook about Zionism or Zionists, and your website's, your little thing is going to go away. They're going to get rid of it. Anytime you say the word Zionist, you know, which posts targeting Zionists are going to be removed based on how the term is treated compared to Meta's previous hate speech policy. Oh, yeah, they're going to knock your website right out of the blog. So, you know, here's the thing about social media, folks, especially you Gen Zers out there that think yours is doesn't stink. You're going to find out exactly what slavery is like if you're not feeling it already. I don't want to hear you guys belly aching and whining because you don't know the meaning of the Constitution because you didn't learn it in high school. That's all by design. They want you to be stupid. So you sit there and belly ache and complain on Instagram and social media and every other godforsaken platform out here. Democratic lawmakers, by the way, Sheldon Whitehouse. It's funny how you have a name like that. And they elected him as a senator just because his last name is White House. And Ron Wyden, they want a special counsel to investigate Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas for possible tax and ethics violations. La-di-da. Yeah, a loan for a recreational vehicle. Wow. Yep. Jeez. Unbelievable. Okay, whatever. You see, this is why our government gets nothing done. Senate Republicans blocked an attempt by Democrats to pass a series of abortion-related bills yesterday as the party seeks to keep a focus on abortion and access to reproductive health care ahead of the November election. See, because the Gen Zers want to go out and fornicate. Gee, is that a word? Yeah, they want to go out and copulate, fornicate. Let's see, what other clean word can I use here? Here's the thing. Understand that if they're going to keep abortion on the front burner, they're going to have half of America rebelling. Maybe that's what they want. Maybe they want divisiveness. They don't want godliness. What does the Bible say? Be fruitful and multiply. They want you to have families. All of a sudden now, did you notice that China and the United States both have a reduction in population? Well, there's a reason for that. Because you see, once they inject everybody, once disease X gets here, and Colorado just started it now by declaring a national emergency on bird flu. Oh, here it comes. Wow. God, I could just almost start singing, hey, hey, we're the monkeys, because that's about what you deal with. My Jewish attorney told me that, too. Better to do no business than bad business, and if you pay peanuts, you get monkeys. That's what he said. He's the one that sued Coke and won $8.3 million out of Coca-Cola because one of their 2-liter bottles put his client's eye out. He was a good guy. See, they're not all Zionists, folks. We need to separate them. Longtime friend. So, you know, understand the way it is when they're trying this divisiveness. Republicans are just as guilty of this divisiveness. Rand Paul is demanding the Pentagon explain why it tried to hide taxpayer dollars sent to China for risky virus research. You see, he's a doctor. Yep. Doctor, is there nothing I can take? I said, doctor. Yeah. You put the lime in the coconut. Now, let me get this straight. Yeah, okay. You got to love that. And how far is this going to get? You can demand from the Pentagon all you want, and you're talking to a wall, Rand Paul. Oh, that rhymes. Sometimes they get creative. Now let's go into the economy. So much for the economy, huh? The forever bankrupt stamp. I guess you all better go to the post office and buy a couple more rolls while you can get them for $68, because as of July 14th, they're going up to $73. That is an increase of 7.8%. I told you this was going to happen. And it's going to keep going up and up and up until a postage stamp costs you a dollar. And why is that? Well, you know, and now we're finding out FedEx and UPS is, you know, what happens when you mix FedEx and UPS, you get fed up. Yeah, they're going to be increasing their rates by an average of 5.9% this year, too. Why? Because the economy. And not only that, but the government wants you to pay by ACH, automatic check wrap. They want you to pay by going online and setting up an account to where automatic payments are deducted, and that way you don't have to spend cash. And that way, when the currency turns to digital, you don't complain. Yeah, they don't want you to use a stamp. See, the post office is a private corporation, all right? Like so many of our other, like the FBI, the NSA, they're all private corporations. The Federal Reserve is a private cartel, too. And see, now you got Jerome Powell warning lawmakers on Capitol Hill that leaving interest rates too high for too long could threaten the U.S. economy. You think they're listening? They don't care. You know, remember, all propaganda, first by inflation, then by deflation. Your kids wake up as slaves on the land your forefathers conquered. Oh, excuse me, children. Kids apply to goats. Well, some of them could be goats if they worship the left. Kroger Albertson's chain is spinning off 579 stores in 18 states, most of them blue states. And we have a full list if you want to go on and check out our post on thepowerhour.com. Also, you can look at the email blast if you subscribe. It'll come to you. And you can look on the list to see how many stores in your state. 18 states, Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Delaware, Idaho, Illinois, Louisiana, Maryland, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, Texas, Utah, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and Wyoming. Now, who's got the most? Washington State, 124 locations. Arizona, 101 locations. Colorado, 91 locations. California, 63 locations. Huh. Well, you think that may be because they don't want to pay $20 an hour minimum wage, and that's why they're moving out? Now, they want to merge. See, in order to do that, they got to shrink. 579 stores being sold. Wonder what that's going to do to your grocery travel time. Amazing how that works, isn't it? And, of course, again, Disease X. Here we go. Wait for it. The jab is coming. Yep. Dip, 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 do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, get a jab, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know what's happening? I mean, you know, I have to make light of it. Colorado Governor Jared Polis, is that a word? Issued an emergency disaster declaration over an outbreak of highly pathogenic bird flu in northeastern Weld County. 1.8 million chickens impacted by the virus, and so what are they going to do? Slaughter them? Because a dairy farm worker in Colorado, northeastern Colorado, was infected with H5N1, so therefore, you know, direct exposure to cattle. So now we have to kill off half our food supply so that Jared Polis, you know, by edict, can get his yayas out. Bird flu concern has prompted the U.S. to award Moderna $176 million for vaccine development and more. But wait, there's more. Yeah, well, that sounds like a commercial, doesn't it? I guarantee you it will all be mRNA. Oh, gee, wait a minute, mRNA.0, that's Moderna's stock moniker. mRNA.0? Oh, my. In 176 million, it's coming, folks. You better tell your friends, hey, when the bird flu is going to come out, are you going to put your faith in God or are you going to put your faith in government? This is our problem, folks, because everybody's putting their faith in government. They want government to do things government is not designed to do. But wait, there's more. Oh, yeah, this is what they're going to do. Dengue fever, by the way, has hit dozens of New Jersey residents. Oh, don't worry. They'll come up with an mRNA vaccine for that, too. All these headlines are just fly across the screen at me while I'm sitting here doing the show. We're trying to get the word out, folks. This whole thing is nothing. They're trying to dope you up. They want you dumbed down so that when they come out with this jab for bird flu and disease X happens right before the election, all of a sudden everybody's going to go, what do you mean we can't vote unless we get the jab? Oh, would they do that? Oh, you think that they'll have vaccination centers outside the polling places? Well, they're not promoting election stuff. So why not? Make everybody, before you go in, you have to get a jab because we can't have you contaminating somebody else with bird flu, God forbid. Everybody inside the polling place might have H5N1 avian influenza. They're going to come up with some stupid thing and people are going to fall for it just like they did with COVID. You watch. Now, there may not be 220 million like the last time, but you wait. It will happen. And the stupid people will get it. And the stupid people will drop dead, which is exactly what our government wants, is to get rid of the stupid people. Well, not all of them. I mean, they need some stupid people to do all their work for them. You know, like go out in the field and raise their food for them because they're too lazy to do it. Oh, gee, didn't we get rid of slavery? Huh. Amazing how that comes back to bite you, huh? History does repeat itself. Those who are ignorant of it are doomed to repeat it. By the way, I got another post out on Substack for those of you who want to go check it out. DaveKrieger.substack.com. Brady, good morning, sir. Where you are, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I was just wondering, you were saying that Jesus wasn't given a birth certificate, but I guarantee you the Zionist bankers of his time sure gave him a Social Security number.
Okay. Man, I needed a laugh today. That was a good one, Brady. I appreciate it. Thanks for your call. All right. I got to get on with the news here. We got so much to cover today. Microplastics in the bloodstream increase stroke risk 4.5-fold. Where are they getting this research from? We already know about this. Microplastics, yeah. Where does it all come from? Corporations produce all this. You can, yeah, there you go, DuPont. You can kiss my you-know-what. Can I say that? Plastic is a crucial product in industrial production. And every time you go to the, I mean, who would have thought? You remember way back when they had the water fountain for the white folk and they had the water fountain for the colored folk? Hey, no, I'm just reciting history here, folks. You know, I mean, now they don't. Now, I mean, who would have thought that they would have put water in a bottle? Oh, yeah, they've done it now. Yep, so much for being too lazy to put in your own water well and go pump your own stuff out. Oh, you can filter it, and I guarantee it won't be going into a plastic bottle. It'll be going to a stainless steel container. Oh, my. You see how corporate America, and then they sit there and they bribe these Congress people so they get away with stuff? Ron Gala, you remember him? He called me the other day. I was on my way home from running an errand, and I got a phone call, returned it, and it was Ron up in Iowa. He was on our show last week talking about what happened in Pennsylvania with all the fracking and all this other garbage going on. And you see, what they do is they go in and they pay people off in the government to do all this stuff so that we can sit there and suck up microplastics into our system. And, of course, now they've discovered microplastics where, dare I say, Well, let's put it this way. I said it the other day. It starts with a W, and there's a store in Oregon with that name. Really. They pronounce it Wonkers. It is a store in Oregon. Look it up. But yeah, they found microplastics there, too, in male genitalia. It's gone everywhere. I mean, God forbid, could it be in women's ovaries, too? There's articles running around about all these women having operations to remove their ovaries, and it, of course, causes breakdown of the immune system. You see, all these studies, this is science now talking. This isn't God. This is science. Probiotics may help reduce high blood pressure, according to the World Health Organization. Gee, really? According to the Power Mall, we've got probiotic, prebiotic, nine strains powder, Bifidobacterium lactis. Yeah, we've got that. All you got to do right now, phone lines are open, 877-817-9829. Call now. You won't hear from Dr. Cheng Han Chen, board-certified interventional cardiologist and medical director of the Structural Heart Program at Memorial Care Saddleback Medical Center in Laguna Hills. Oh, by the way, who wasn't involved in the study. But these Bifidobacterium and Lactobacillus appear to reduce blood pressure. They call it a mouse study. Oh, they got to do this first. And where do they do this? City University of Hong Kong. Like, we're going to trust those people? I think I'd rather, you know. And then let's talk about Wegovy and Ozempic. You know how expensive this stuff is? Their class of drugs known as GLP-1 receptor agonists cost more than $1,000 a month and may require extended use to yield meaningful benefits. And why does everybody want to do this? Oh, because they all want to shrink their physiques so they look like, you know, I don't know, they look good in a bikini. I don't know. Most people drop this stuff within 2 years. Why? Because they can't afford it anymore? What is it, Gen Zers doing this? Oh, yeah, Novo Nordisk. Oh, we just, you know, we have to support Big Pharma somehow. No, you don't. Why don't you just eat a healthy diet? That would help, wouldn't it? We have rolling surveillance devices. Chinese self-driving cars are mapping American roads, believe it or not. They call them rolling surveillance devices. They're collecting and potential national security implications. They're mapping America. Now, why would they want to do that? So they know how to, you know, funnel the stuff back to China so China knows which routes to take are the easiest ones to invade when they come in. Raw milk farms being targeted by government officials with submachine guns. Gee, sounds like the neighbors need to get together and wait for them and see if, you know, you have to point the submachine gun in one direction. And even though it fires multiple rounds, did you know submachine guns can overheat and jam up if you pull the trigger too much and hold on to the trigger? How many of them do you think you can take out before they actually rip another three-round blast? Now, why is it they have to show up at places like Raw Farm and other similar farms carrying long-barrel submachine guns demanding that these farmers dump all their raw milk out? Well, of course they don't want people staying healthy. We have an article also on how to fertilize potatoes. Now, some of you cannot eat white stuff, okay? Some of you, it's okay. Potatoes are okay. But some of you, especially diabetics and certain people that have pancreatic issues, cannot eat potatoes. But we have an article on how to fertilize them if you want a bumper crop. Hunter Biden withdraws his bid for a new trial in his federal gun case. His attorneys filed something with the court saying he's no longer requesting a new trial. See, the appeals court, you know, worked against him. Rust jurors are now hearing opening arguments today in the Alec Baldwin manslaughter trial. How many people? Raise your hand. Hope he goes to jail for 18 months. Well, Halyna Hutchins is dead. Joel Souza, the director, was injured. Baldwin's argued the gun just went off. Can't do it unless you pull the trigger. We'll see. in the cancel culture category. Well, there's a nice alliteration of C's for you on this hump day. Actress Kerry Washington largely defended the label of felon in an interview where she said President Trump's felony convictions have changed what the word will mean to many. See, it's all about what the word means. They've changed everything. You remember Kerry Washington, black chick, starred in Scandal, Boston Legal, and The Simpsons? Bert, oh, yeah, The Simpsons, you know that one. Due to the nature of her show, Washington was asked about the definition of felon and if it's changed due to Trump's conviction. Everything has changed in terms of how I feel about the so-called justice system, she said. We're in such an interesting moment when it comes to the question of what is a felon. I love what people have been sharing on social media saying that if a person is a convicted felon and can still run for president, we should be removing that job, that box from job applications. Well, I hate to say this, Kerry, that box has already been removed from job applications. They want to do background checks. They can do that. Reporter then stated to Kerry Washington, well, if a felon can run for president, a felon should be able to vote, full stop. Washington then claimed that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had been trying to make it impossible in Trump's home state. A bill was passed in Florida to allow formerly incarcerated folks to vote. DeSantis has been trying to do everything he can to undercut it. Donald Trump may not be able to vote in his home state, she claimed. However, in late May of this year, DeSantis stated he was sure Trump would be able to vote in Florida and provided clemency if he had to. You see, it's not what you know. It's who you know. Under Pat News, hey, tis the season. Foxtails, beware. If your dog eats one of those things, we're talking death. There's a big article on that. Judicial Watch, by the way, has sued on behalf of J6 defendants for D.C. police body cam videos. Oh, yeah. They also filed a Freedom of Information Act suit against the Treasury for records of communication on all these folks and the USDA. We'll be back after these words. Stay with us.
Environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, We need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.